All right, hello, let's go. It's Friday, April 4th, 2025. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the top headlines. Might be a little bit longer today since I wasn't here yesterday. There's a little more stuff to recap, but it's a quick look at all the top headlines, and the show on this Friday morning starts right now. And we always start with the top story. The big story over the last couple days has been weather. A large portion of the country, the South and Midwest, have been hit quite hard. As of this morning, it looks like 7 people have lost their lives in what they call a, quote, once-in-a-generation storm. I read that on Wednesday alone, there were 728 weather and tornado warnings. I can vouch for that. I wasn't here yesterday because we were up all night. The night before, it was just tornado warning after tornado warning. It was relentless. There's a lot of destruction out there. Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, Indiana, Arkansas, some of the states hit with tornadoes. Hundreds of thousands lost power. At this point, dangerous, life-threatening flooding is still expected. The storms will last through Sunday. Some areas could see up to 10 to 15 inches of rain through the weekend. On to sports. First, in case you missed this one, we now know the 14-year-old son of former Yankee Brett Gardner died. This was a big mystery. And now, according to authorities in Costa Rica, carbon monoxide poisoning is to blame for the death of Miller Gardner. The family was at a hotel down there when he passed away unexpectedly, reportedly due to carbon monoxide. Extremely sad. In soccer news, we just found out that the U.S. will host the 2031 FIFA Women's World Cup. That's a ways off, but very exciting. In the NBA, congratulations to Carmelo Anthony. News just broke that he's been elected into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2025. He's a 10-time All-Star. He's won 3 Olympic gold medals with Team USA, and he'll soon be in the Hall of Fame. The full class of 2025 will be announced this weekend. And lastly, just a reminder, March Madness continues today. It's the women's Final Four. First up, it's Texas and South Carolina, followed by UConn and UCLA. The championship game will be played on Sunday. The men's Final Four play tomorrow, with that championship game coming Monday night. On to some entertainment headlines. First, a dark one. Jean-Claude Van Damme was just hit with some accusations. He is reportedly facing criminal charges in Romania involving human trafficking. The details are upsetting, but we'll see how this plays out. In baby news, congratulations to Michelle Williams, the actress, not the member of Destiny's Child. She and her husband, Thomas Kail, welcomed their third child together via surrogate. Congrats. Michelle also has an 18-year-old daughter with the late Heath Ledger. We just found out that Jennifer Coolidge is set to deliver the commencement speech at Emerson College this year. That's where she went to school. They're also going to give her an honorary Doctor of Humane Letters degree. They're proud of her over there, and for good reason. Everyone loves Jennifer Coolidge. Dolly Parton has something new on the way. She's teaming up with Khloe Kardashian's Good American brand for a pair of jeans. They're called Jolene's. It's like the word jeans, but they threw an O and an L in there in honor of her classic song, Jolene. Lastly, I file video game stuff under entertainment, so I'll mention this here. We just found out that the Nintendo Switch 2 is officially coming out June 5th. For the low price of $450, it can be yours. It's very expensive. June 5th, and Mario Kart World, the next installment in that series, is on the way as well. Moving on to movie and TV news. First, we'll start with a quick look at the theater, the new stuff out there this weekend. A Minecraft movie is finally here. Jason Momoa and Jack Black star in this. We already have our tickets. My son has been waiting for this for a while. There's also a new movie called The Luckiest Man in America. It's based on the true story of a guy going on the game show Press Your Luck in the 80s. My son's not that excited about this one. Paul Walter Hauser, Maisie Williams, and Walton Goggins are all in it. I've got a few trailers up in our Instagram stories this morning. First, James Gunn just gave us 5 minutes of his upcoming Superman movie. I've got that up at First Thing Pod, and again, that'll be in theaters in July. Liam Neeson is starring in a Naked Gun reboot. He is the new Detective Frank Drebin. This will be in theaters in August 1st, and that's up there as well. Also, Megan 2.0, that scary doll girl thing, is back, and that trailer, the movie's on the way, the trailer is up in the stories. In other trailer news, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo just debuted the trailer for part 2 of Wicked, Wicked for Good. They showed this to a crowd at CinemaCon, and the crowd obviously loved it. I guess they'll release that publicly soon. Also at CinemaCon, Tom Cruise was on stage speaking, and he paid tribute to his old friend and co-star Val Kilmer. He paused for a moment of silence. That one still hurts. Tom wished him well on his next journey. In other news, Ice Cube is making another Friday movie. It's the first since Friday After Next back in 2002. Has it been that long, 2002? This one will be the fourth in the series. It's called Last Friday. He's talked about wanting to do this for a while, and he's doing it. In TV news, it's been over 2 years since the last new episode of South Park aired, and now we have a premiere date for season 27. It returns Wednesday, July 9th on Comedy Central. In other animation news, Fox just picked up The Simpsons, Family Guy, and Bob's Burgers for four more seasons. That's not usually how this works. They also announced that American Dad is officially returning to Fox, so lots of good news for Seth MacFarlane. Lastly, a few things on this weekend. First, Michelle Williams, again the actress. She's got a new Hulu show with Jenny Slate called Dying for Sex that premieres today. Tomorrow night on SNL, Jack Black is hosting with Elton John and Brandi Carlile performing. Then Sunday night on HBO, it's the third season finale of The White Lotus.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Nandaka. You guys, I had a real sleepless night a couple nights ago, so I needed to reach for my coffee alternative. I love Nandaka. It gives you sustained, calm energy. It's like slow-release caffeine from fermented probiotic teas and cacao. It provides clear focus all day without the burnout you might get from coffee. You're not going to get the jitters. The stuff boosts mood and focus. It supports digestion and metabolism, which I love. It's made with pure, clean ingredients. I've mentioned the 100% fruiting body mushrooms, which really is what sets them apart. This is made with the good stuff. When you're ready to try it, go to my link, all right? That's where you're going to get a good deal, 20% off for life and a free starter kit with your first purchase when you do decide to give them a try. That link is peaklife.com/firstthing, and peak is spelled P-I-Q-U-E, okay? So peaklife.com/firstthing. Okay, on to music. Again, it's Friday. That means New Music Friday. The previously mentioned Elton John and Brandi Carlile worked together on an album called Who Believes in Angels that is out today. Joe has a new album out. That's Joe Keery from Stranger Things. He goes by Joe, but it's confusing because it's spelled D-J-O. So it looks like DeJo, but I believe it's pronounced Joe. Anyway, his new album, The Crux, is out now. Skrillex just released a new album, 34 songs on it, and he's urging fans to listen in order from track 1 to track 34. Sleigh Bells, they have a new album out today, and the band LA Guns, who have been around since the 80s, they've got a new one called Leopard Skin. Also, Miley Cyrus released a new song, End of the World, that's new for Miley, out now. Bruce Springsteen just announced something new as well. It's a collection of songs called Tracks 2. The Lost Albums. We don't know too much about it, but the first volume of tracks he released had 66 songs on it, so I'd assume this will have a bunch as well. That's coming in June. In other music news, Kesha just announced a big summer tour with Scissor Sisters. I cannot say the name of the title because this is a family show, but I'll link the dates up in our Instagram stories at First Thing Pod. Morgan Wallen has been trending really ever since he walked off the SNL stage. People have been talking about him. He walked off at the end of the show, you know, during the goodnights, the goodbyes. He went on to post on social media a photo of a jet with the caption, "Get me to God's country." People thought it was his way of saying, "Get me out of here." It's been a hot topic. And now he is selling merch that says, "Get me to God's country." Also, we have since learned that he declined to be in a pre-taped SNL song from that night's show, a role that then went to Joe Jonas. Mark Ronson was just injured at a show. He shared a photo on Instagram saying that he tried to turn a big speaker by himself in the middle of a set and it was heavier than he anticipated, and he popped two bicep tendons. Oh my gosh. Also unrelated, but he just announced a book about his days as a DJ in New York. It's called Night People, and that's coming later this year. Lastly, I've mentioned before that Ozzy Osbourne's band Black Sabbath is about to play their final show. It'll be Ozzy's final performance ever, and his wife-slash-manager Sharon Osbourne was just asked about potentially using a hologram in the future, and she was into it. She's open to it. She said, quote, "Technology keeps moving on and on." No, I'm not going to do it. "Technology keeps moving on and on. You can do incredible things now, so what you could do in 5 years will be even better. You never know what the opportunities are." So there you go. A holographic Ozzy Osbourne might be in a city near you at some point. Some additional headlines. President Trump rolled out his new tariff plan on Wednesday, his Liberation Day. I can't possibly break it all down here, but the headline is that he's imposing a 10% global tariff and higher tariffs on 60 nations. This is his plan to bring jobs back to the U.S., but some economists are warning that this could slow growth, increase inflation, and lead to a recession. I know the stock market has been taking a hit ever since this news broke. The Dow fell over 1,600 points yesterday as all three major markets posted their worst day since 2020. So we'll see what happens. In other Trump news, the deadline he set banning TikTok is coming up tomorrow. We're going to have to wait and see what happens here in the next couple of days. It's reported that Amazon has submitted a last-minute bid to buy the platform, and apparently it's being taken seriously. Again, the deadline is tomorrow. We'll see if Jeff Bezos gets control of TikTok. In Easter news, Instacart just released their list of the most popular Easter candies. What do you think would be number one most popular Easter candy? If you said Peeps, you're wrong, and you should be embarrassed. Peeps didn't even make the top 10. Their top five from Instacart are Cadbury Cream Eggs, Hershey's Milk Chocolate, Cadbury Chocolate Mini Eggs, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs. That took the top spot. Lastly here, I always end the show with something positive, some good news. This one is a little different, but it's great. After 12 years of research and development, or R&D, as we say in the science community, these Canadian chemists just created a stir stick that detects if your drink is spiked. There are other things like this out there on the market, but this is definitely the most discreet. It's a stir stick. It's something that belongs in your drink anyway. The tip of it will change colors if it is exposed to any of the common drugs that people use in these scenarios. I love this. They said they want to see this on every bar top everywhere, and I agree completely. Great work to these Canadian scientists. Start mass producing these things. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay, all right. Thank you for being here. I hope it's a great weekend for you. I hope it's a safe weekend for you. I know weather is still going to be an issue for a lot of us, so stay safe. Do what you can. I'm back Monday to do it all again. Let's chat then, shall we?
Please tell your friends about this show.